This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, this is not actually whining. This is, even though it may seem sound strange like whining. So, and the full moon, I think, is still a couple of weeks away. And as we know, this is one of the trio of Sturgeon moons where the Earth is closer. It's in perigee. So it's closer to the Earth than usual. So, and this month's moon is not only, it's a harvest moon, it's a Sturgeon moon, and there's an eclipse. It's a total eclipse. So maybe that's what's going on, because everything is a little wacky. So the first thing that happened, which should have given me some clue, was I told you I had to get a new computer, because my old one was like 6 years old or 5 years old or something, and apparently you can't get appropriate security on it, which is what the bank said when I got hacked. So, all right, so I spent probably about 5 hours, including 2.5 hours with 1-800-MY-APPLE, of trying to figure out how to connect the printer, because I figured out how to do everything else, which I was terribly proud of myself. And it was, you know, 93 degrees, and I'm all sweaty, and I'm and the printer, and I finally thought, this is stupid, and called, it was a Canon, I'll just say that, I called up Canon and said, and they said, oh no, you know, it's too old, you know, we don't have the drivers for that. And I said, as of when? They said, 2014, and I thought, you know, that's 6 months ago. So they said, but don't worry, we have a loyalty program so you can get a new printer. And I said, how much off? They said, we'll give you a discount. And I said, how much? I said, 10%. And I thought about saying ugly words, but I thought, you know, at some point you just... All right, so that was number one. But I figured it out. I figured there's... Because we're trying everything. We were doing through iCloud, and we were rebooting, and we were doing... All right, so then I get on the train, and I'm going to Queens, which is very far away from me, because I'm going to go help build houses for Habitat, which is a really good thing to do, and I can tell you about that later. And I'm giving a speech for them next week. And so this guy says, he's looking at the map, and I said, can I help you? And he said, well, I'm going to the parade. And I said, I didn't know there was a parade today. And he said, it's Labor Day. And I said, no, Labor Day was last week, or earlier in the week. He said, no, in New York they have the Labor Day parade on the following weekend because they don't want to disrupt anybody's vacation. Can you believe that? We're going to have the 4th of July on the 10th of July because we don't want to interrupt anybody's fireworks. What does that mean?
Wow.
I thought, yeah, I was just blown away. They said, well, you know, Staten Island and Brooklyn and the Bronx and, you know, the Queens, they do it, but we do it. We don't want to disrupt anybody's vacation. Okay. So I'm at the San Gennaro Festival yesterday. You can see I'm sorry, being a tourist. And all of a sudden my phone starts, and usually I carry a pocketbook. I just dumped everything. I had shorts with pockets in it, so I just dumped everything in my pocket. So my phone starts vibrating and talking to me. And I'm in a street fair. So I pick up my phone. I'm trying to figure out what's going on. I can't turn it off. I can't, you know how you turn off your phone. It won't turn off. But it keeps asking me for my password. So I put my password in, and in a foreign language, not my own, it says, no, that's the wrong password. So I know that there's something significantly wrong with this. Plus, my email is being bombarded with, it's Verizon, saying, you've just used up all your data, and, you know, your plan goes to the 10th. And I said, well, today's the 13th, so we're okay. Well, it's next month it's using up. And it's just completely eating up the data. So I can't turn my phone off, and I don't know what's going on, and it's still talking to me in languages not my own. So it starts raining, so I go underneath the canopy, and there are all these guys there. So I said, okay, who knows how to deal with an iPhone? Of course they're all, oh, I can give me a, yeah, of course. And they said, oh, no, you got a serious problem. So I go down to the Apple store, which is not very far away, in the rain. And they said, great, you're number 61. I said, well, what time does that mean you're going to get to me? They said, oh, just before closing at about 9 o'clock, and it's now like 3:30 in the afternoon. No, but not going to do
that. Wow.
Uh-huh. So then
I love how they say just before closing, too. Like, how do they even measure that? Like, Because, I mean, that's, what,
well,
six hours ahead?
But that means that if they're running late, they're not, you know, they're just going to, they're not going to deal with you.
Yeah, that's their hour. Yeah.
Okay. So I go down to the Verizon store. And luckily, the woman's really nice. And I spend 2.5 hours on the Verizon store. And they're saying, your SIM card is corrupted, which apparently is like, when you're talking with your phone, that's like your brain is, you know, it's not working, sugar. So they do everything, and they're very nice, kind of slow, but very nice. And so they finally get me in touch. So I've now got like $30,000 worth of data usage on a phone that, and I'm saying, look, I've been a customer here for like 20 years. I have never gone over any data. I mean, I'm just, first of all, I was at a fair. So number one. Number two, I've never downloaded a movie in my life, nor will I. You know, I review movies for a living, so I've already seen them. Number three, it was a language not my own. You know, so even if I was going to download a movie, which I would not do at a fair, which of course doesn't make any sense, I can't even understand this. So they put me in touch with technical support, and they said, yeah, your phone did this. And I said, I know my phone did this, but it wasn't, you know, it wasn't a decision that I made. So we're going, this is going to take a couple of years, I'm afraid. You know, it's just, I'm not a technophobe at all. I'm not a Luddite. You know, I was trained as an engineer, worked on the space program, and I know how to do this, but geez Louise. So the reason I know it sounds a little like I'm whining, but not really. Of course I am. But I'm just warning you folks that with the moon being the what it is, and I know I'm a psychologist, and I know there's a difference between astronomy and astrology and psychology, but I'm just, you know, I'm just telling you, right? Beware. So 855-993-7569. Today is National Eat a Hoagie Day, and I think hoagie, depending on which part of the country you're in, is a sub or a hero, right? I think that's what it is. It's National Boss Employee Exchange Day. I'll exchange with anybody. Manny, you want to host the show today, and I'll answer the phones? Maybe not. I think he's answering the phone at this very moment. And it's National Cream Filled Donut Day, which I can certainly get behind. They're not the same as eclairs. Oh, I also had probably the best pistachio gelato I've ever had. And they put, you know, one of the things that they do is it's homemade because it was at the fair, and they put real pistachios on it. I mean, look, anything with pistachios, I think I would eat. Someone gave me, when I was doing the Habitat thingy, which I will tell you a little bit more about. It's a really good organization. Is that they were telling me about a recipe for chocolate pudding that uses avocado. And I'm a fan of avocado. I'm a fan of chocolate. I am not sure I'm a fan of the two of them mixed together. So, what can I tell you? Something to think about. All right, this is kind of a sad day in history. Something was going on last night because there are fireworks every place. I have no idea what it was. And we know it wasn't Labor Day because that was earlier in the week, although maybe there were celebrations of Labor Day. I don't know. A Jewish holiday today, so I suppose I would say Happy New Year, except if you're Jewish, you're probably not listening to the radio because I don't think you're allowed to do that. So, but, you know, people wish each other Happy Chinese New Year who are not Asian. People wish each other Happy New Year who are not, do not go on the same calendar. So I suppose we can wish each other Happy Jewish New Year as well. I don't think you have to be Jewish to have a Happy New Year.
I'm down with that.
I don't think you have to be, right? So Happy New Year, everyone.
Same to you.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, in 1901 on this day, President William McKinley died after an assassination. It was not an assassination attempt, it was an assassination. He was shot on September 6th, and he was succeeded by, do you know who he was succeeded by?
Teddy Roosevelt.
Well done. Good job. Mm-hmm. I had mentioned when you were answering the phone, it's National Boss and Employee Exchange Day, and I asked you if you wanted to host. You're thinking about it, huh? You figure, why host when you can co-host and not get any of the grief?
Well, I don't know if I'm capable of giving the type of life advice that you are. So I don't know.
Right.
I don't know if they want me. I don't know if listeners want me hosting.
Yeah. I could just hear Manny saying, "Oh, get over it. Put on your big boy pants," or as Joy would say, "Get off my line." No, I wouldn't do any of that. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, and I want to tell you about a new product from ProPure. It's a fruit-infused water filter pitcher. This is like no other water filter pitcher on the market today. Not only does it allow you to put your favorite fruits and veggies into its easy-to-access fruit infusion tube, it also uses ProPure's lab-tested filter that removes harmful chemicals and contaminants, including the dreaded fluoride. You know I love water, and now that ProPure has a pitcher that makes my water healthier to drink and yummy, I couldn't be more excited. If you want to have drinking water that not only takes out the harmful chemicals in tap water, but also want the option of infusing your water naturally, go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, that's drjoy.com, now to get yours today. The average household drinks $35 a week worth of soft drinks. This water pitcher only costs $79.95. So not only will you be saving money, you'll also drink healthier for you and your family. So go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, and start today.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I was just telling Manny that we have a new sponsor, and they said, gee, we'd like to send you some product, and but we what we'd really like is to have a picture of before and after. And I said, that's not going to happen. Then it occurred to me, I mean, I don't know any woman who would do, you know, they want no makeup, and then you know, looking your most wretched, and then they'll sort of. And I said, I can have minimal makeup on, and then you can kind of, you know, make me look more adorable. But no, we're not going to do that. And then it occurred to me what I could do is I could just do the before picture of Manny, right, and then the after of me. It worked for Michael Jackson, right? Think about it. Right. All right, so we're apparently not going to, but I'd be willing to do that. All right, 855-993-7569. So as I said, it's kind of a very kind of strange day in history. As I said, McKinley actually died today, and Teddy Roosevelt took over. It's always that interesting phenomenon in history, in American history, where a president is incapacitated, and who takes over. And remember when Reagan was shot and Haig took over, and there was a huge problem? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
He said, okay, I'll be president. No, there's actually some rules about this, sweetie pie. In this day in 1917, the Russian Revolution obviously happened. And so Russia was officially declared a republic on this day. So you can see it's a really political day. 1960, OPEC, the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, was founded, which no longer, I think OPEC doesn't exist anymore. In 1969, the Selective Service selects September 14th as the first draft lottery date. So you can see, I mean, it's really a very volatile day politically. In 1984, this was kind of an interesting non-volatile unless you think about hot air. Joe Kittinger became the first person to fly a gas balloon across the Atlantic Ocean. So I guess that's volatile as well. The Golden Girls premiered on this day in 1985.
Thank you for being a friend, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Blanche, right? Betty White, everybody.
My mom used to watch Golden Girls when I was, like, I used to remember when it would come on. My mom would always watch it.
Sing Along, yeah.
Yeah.
I never watched the original of it. I started watching it when I would go on book tour, and I would watch, I think, like Nick at Night or something like that, and it reruns. Most of the things I know about TV I know from book tours. When you're so tired that you can't read, and your biological clock is so off because you've been in so many different places, and you've just done a book signing, so you're kind of wired. And you have to be up really early to either you're up really late because you're flying to a different city, or you're getting up really early to do the morning show, or both. So what you do is you watch television. What I did was watch television. I actually found myself watching the Miss USA pageant and keeping score. That was brain dead. In 1987, the Toronto Blue Jays set a record for the most home runs in a single game, hitting 10 of them.
Yeah.
I think the Blue Jays, I think they wiped out the Mets this weekend, didn't they?
Yankees.
The Yankees, yeah, that's
Yankees
right.
This weekend, yeah.
Yeah, no. Well, good for Toronto. In 1994, Major League Baseball season was canceled because of a strike.
I do remember that.
Yeah, that was a mess.
Yeah.
And on this day in 2000, Microsoft released Windows ME.
Which was Windows Millennium Edition.
Uh-huh.
I think that's what the ME stood for.
Yeah, there you go. I went and looked at, someone said to me that you could buy, we had a story on it, I think, last Friday, that said you could now buy the i6 phone for nothing, but their version of nothing and my version of nothing are not overlapped. Apparently you can get $100 off of it. But my guess is in the next couple of months that... apparently, that if you get the 2-year contract with the carrier, that it costs about $100, which is for $100, it's a good phone.
OPEC does still exist, by the way.
Does it?
Yeah, still.
Somebody came out. Who used to be in OPEC that wasn't anymore? Because one of the major countries resigned, I think.
I'm not sure.
No, you'll figure it out.
Yeah, well, the headquarters is in Vienna, Austria.
Well, that's, of course, an oil-producing country. Not exactly. Well, I watched an interesting documentary over the weekend, and I have to track it down for you. It was called The Prime Ministers, and it was about the prime ministers. It was based on a novel called The Prime Ministers, or not a novel, a book, by a guy whose name was Yehuda Avner, who was involved in the war, and then worked for all the prime ministers. And what it was, having just been there, was sort of interesting for me. But what was most interesting is how much personalities influence the world world's politics, wars, peace, everything. And what they said was Jimmy Carter got along really well with Anwar Sadat, that they had the same sense of humor, and they were both, you know, and Begin was this kind of much more rigid kind of personality, but they charmed him into the peace accords. And he was a guy that people viewed as probably the most a giant. But so he tells this one story that he was at the White House with dinner with, I think, Shimon Peres. I don't know the minister. I don't know the politics very well. And and they misspelled his name. So instead of it being Yehuda, it was Yadua. And he knew the head of housekeeping and knew that he kept kosher. So everybody else was eating quail and potatoes. And they brought out this huge fruit plate with lettuce and cottage cheese and whipped cream. And he said it was literally about a foot tall. And when they brought it, Ford stood up and started singing, wished Dahua a happy birthday and had everybody sing happy birthday. Well, his name wasn't Yadua. It wasn't his birthday. And so Yehuda went up to the Perez afterwards and said, why didn't you say something? He said, because it would have made the newspapers that you were keeping kosher and I wasn't, and there would be a change in government and there would be an overthrow. But all these people, and it turns out that Golda Meir charmed Sadat because, and they were not friends, obviously, and because he said from one grandmother to a grandfather and gave him a little trinket for his new granddaughter. I mean, it was an amazing kind of thing of how much just the personalities of people influence huge world events, which I guess as a psychologist shouldn't surprise me because I know a lot about psychology and not much about politics. But and here's today's good news story. A Norwegian billionaire pledges 5,000 free nights in his hotel for refugees.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, it has to be, I guess, that horrible picture of the Syrian refugees that were drowned. But for people to kind of say, okay, we got to take care of each other. So there you go. There's some perfectly wretched news stories, which I think we'll probably ignore primarily because there's enough misery without us adding to it. But there's an interesting news story that is going to be fairly controversial. They said if you give peanuts early to infants, that the allergies drop by 81%. So an early exposure before their immune system is very mature turns out to be a good idea. Talk with your pediatrician before you do that, please, and make sure that the peanuts are sort of mashed up because kids can choke on them. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
This is Sharon Hunt. using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Tina, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Tina. What's on your mind?
I am 36. My fiance is 34. We're planning on getting married next year, and everything's good. Neither of us have been married or no kids. The only problem is we each own our own homes. We own condos.
Okay.
And the market that we live in has gotten really, really soft.
Every place, and,
yeah, and my situation isn't so bad. I've had my place for about 4 years, and I have equity in it. You know, I have a good loan situation, so I have equity. Even if I sold it now, I probably still could eke out a little bit of a profit. You know, I haven't gotten hit as bad. His home has absolutely plunged in value, and he wants to sell it to, get on with our lives and
right.
have a life together,
right.
which is great. But he paid about $240 for it, and he just had a realtor come in there yesterday and tell him that, you know, right now things are selling for about $150.
Ooh. And does he have a mortgage on it?
He does, but it was an interest only, so he has no equity in it.
Well, but what's the mortgage? What's the value of the remaining mortgage?
I mean, he hasn't even paid any of the principal, so...
Let's assume that it's more or less what most people do, which is he had to put 20% down, right, on a $240,000 unit. So
right.
He'd have to put about $50,000 down. So if he had to put $50,000 down, he's only been paying interest, so the principal's untouched. He probably still has a loan that's worth $190,000. So if he sold it for $150,000, he's still going to owe the bank $40,000.
Right. And so I guess my question is, and it may even be a worse situation than that,
yeah.
But I'm just wondering what he's hoping to do is get the bank to agree to like a short sale where, you know, he goes to them and says, I can only sell it for $150,000. I mean, he's not in like a hardship situation, but he's trying what,
right.
You know, maybe.
To say he just wants to get out from under the payments.
Exactly. And
okay.
He's willing to pay some of the difference, you know, but $90,000 just sort of freaked me out yesterday. So, you know, I know it's not my problem now, but, you know, I feel like if the short sale doesn't go through, I just feel like telling, you know, I was telling him you just can't sell it. You just can't voluntarily take.
Right. So what are the, how long have the two of you known each other?
A little over 2 years.
And so you love each other. When are you planning to get married?
We already put it off quite a bit for some of these reasons.
Sure.
So September of 09 to see if this short sale could happen, even if they were to forgive like half, you know, we could handle like a $40,000, you know, I think we could handle that.
Okay.
So that didn't go through and they just said tough. So what I'd given him is that I could sell my place and move in with him and then at least make a little money off mine, and then give him more time for his place to maybe, you know, the value to bounce back a little bit.
Okay, and what was he in favor of that?
No, I have a 2-bedroom, and he has a 725 square 1-bedroom, and he just says that would just be a strain. And
okay, well, I mean, first of all, I don't think you're going to be able to negotiate with him until the bank says either yay or nay. And it's just a waste
yeah.
of your time and effort because it's uncomfortable for him. It makes him feel inadequate and unmanly. And so,
yeah.
and if it works, then you've got one solution that's taken care of. And it's not perfect, but it's something that he can live with. So
yeah.
I think negotiating with him or even bringing it up at this moment is a waste of time and effort and probably counterproductive. One
yeah.
of the possibilities that occurs to me is instead of selling his place at a loss, to rent it.
Yeah.
And get somebody in there, even if they're just making, you know, if they're making the nut, which, you know, they may be, so he can pay the interest and just wait it out a bit. And a lot of people who can't afford down payments right now, and interest is, I'm sure, that mortgages are very hard to get a hold of these days.
Mm-hmm.
So it may be that a lot of people that wouldn't ordinarily have bought a house can't do it either. So see about renting it, and renting it furnished, renting it unfurnished. And if you can get a rental in there, that basically means that, I mean, look, if you're willing to eat $40,000, $40,000 is, you know, $3,500 a month.
Yeah.
So if you can get somebody in there for a couple of years or even a year so that you're not losing any money, you're not making any money, but you have the possibility of making up some of that $40,000,
right.
And that's your best case scenario. So one of the possibilities...
I mean, he's, of course, not crazy about that idea either, but we have to get to the point of where they are saying... we're not going to work with you on a short sale, then
yeah.
maybe he'll look at other options.
Yeah, and exactly. And if he's not going to live in it anymore, what does he care? And the answer
yeah.
is that he's paying money towards something. But basically, he has to view it as not a home and not a house, but just an investment. And the idea that if you bought a stock and it's now plummeted, you can sell it and take a loss, but if you really need that money, what you do is just hang on to it and assume that sooner or later it'll come back, that things are a bit cyclical. And the thing about a stock is there's not much you can do about it while it's low. The thing about a house is there are all sorts of things you can do about it.
Yeah.
But having said that, there's no talking to him about it till the bank's decided. And
okay.
It may be worth his pride to take a hit. I don't think he's going to do your plan. I mean, it's not that it's unreasonable. And again, he knows the same issues that you know, but he is just, uncomfortable. Because not only is it then his house that, you know, is small and yours is bigger, but it's you're going to have all that capital, and that's going to balance it too. So my guess is, even though you and I think it's perfectly logical, my guess is that he'd probably rent it before he'd end up with you. Yeah, because then he's still got the capital, the potential for the capital in his hand, as opposed to him having not much, living in a very small space that he thinks is not going to work very well, and then he's still, it's just prolonging it. And how long do you live there? Do you think the market's going to come back in November? Do you think it's going to be 3 years? Do you think it's going to be 10 years? So
and that would be too. I mean, the projections are maybe 2011 at the soonest.
What I would do is just let it alone. It's not that you're unreasonable. It's just you're not taking the emotional component into account here. Just let it go until the bank says yes or no. If the bank says no, then you can say, instead of saying, well, here's some other plan, say, listen, whatever you want to do is okay with me, because which it probably isn't, but say, tell me what you think is the best plan rather than telling him, because he's going to feel emasculated by it anyway.
I know, and I don't want to resent, how you always say cause the breakup of first marriage is money. It's like, if we can get through this without...
Exactly. I was going to say, you were reading my mind. I thought, if you guys can get through this, you're in great shape because you've learned how to negotiate it, and you learned that money has got a huge emotional component to it that is not inherently obvious. So, but wait it out a little bit longer.
Okay, and so because I've already, I definitely have put aside, I went off a little bit on the deep end talking about how we wanted to have, a wedding, and I mean, I can't even talk about, caterers and flowers until we.
Well, I waited a little bit, and it may be that it's one of those things that you downsize. It may be that you wait a little bit. It may be that you do, that you elope. I mean, you have to look. The important thing is both of you are healthy and you love each other. Everything else is kind of not as relevant.
Okay.
All right. Deep breath.
All right.
Go give each other a hug. Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
And I know that these kind of discussions, as you can hear, can be very emotionally draining. They can be uncomfortable, but they're really, really, really necessary. Because, as you can hear, that money is, I mean, in theory, money is inert, right? It's just green, dirty stuff that lies there. But people have different responses, different strategies, different connections, different abstractions. I mean, that money is, I mean, if you think about it, money is only psychological, right? And what we tried to do as civilizations is to try and find something that we could all agree was the same. And that's hence money or gold or wampum or whatever. The problem is, it's not, right? That Manning may view spending $25 for lunch as a perfectly reasonable thing. And I'm thinking, are you out of your mind? $25 for lunch? So, and it's the same $25, except it's not. With Manny and me, it probably doesn't make a whole lot of difference unless he's buying me lunch or I'm buying him lunch. But in a marriage, with roommates, with an employer, so understand that these things really need to be discussed beforehand, because I can nearly guarantee you, if you don't talk to them about them beforehand, they will sandbag you when you least expect it. All right, if you need some help, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to TryPlated.com now and get two meals free. That's right, two meals free. That's TryPlated.com, TryPlated.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I know you guys are used to me on Thursdays talking about being on Doug Steffen's show and whatever he talked about. I just sort of, you know, because I've gotten a chance to talk about it and think about it, so I just bring it to you guys. But this week I'm co-hosting with him, so which is 2 hours. When I do the thing on Thursday, it's usually about 15, 20 minutes. But I'm doing 2 hours before my program every day this week. So if my voice sounds a little more warmed up than it usually is, because I've been talking a lot. So, I'll tell you quickly what we talked about, and then I'll tell you what I want to talk about for a minute. We talked about this woman that you may have seen, Susie Faber-Hamilton, who was an Olympic athlete. She was a middle-distance runner, and she decided during the Olympics that she wasn't going to win, so she decided that she was going to fall down and did. And the big story is she wrote a book called Fast Girl, where she and her husband have been married. They're living in Wisconsin. She didn't win a medal. I mean, she didn't even finish the race. She didn't win a medal. And so she and her husband decided to go to Las Vegas for their 20th anniversary and decided to do a threesome, which, of course, is what everybody does for their 20th anniversary. Are you kidding me? Never mind. So they did a threesome, and she thought, well, gee, this would be fun. I could get paid for sex. So she decided, she's now 47 years old, and she's supposedly, according to her, the highest paid, one of the highest paid call girls in Las Vegas, and would do like five guys a night and was making all this money. And accidentally got outed, although the story is a little more complicated than that, because she started, after the first couple, she started telling people who she used the name Kelly or some such thing. And then she decided to tell people who she really was and got caught in 2012. And now she's saying, oh, well, I'm, you know, I was an untreated bipolar, which, as far as I'm concerned, to be quite honest, gives bipolars a bad name. Bipolarity doesn't have anything to do with immorality. It really doesn't. Or narcissism, and you can certainly be narcissistic and other things as well. But I think this is a woman that that just wanted, and she says that she really missed the Olympics because she got all this attention, all this applause. And I think this was about narcissism, not bipolarity. And she said, well, she just couldn't be sexually satisfied, and I don't know. As I said, I think bipolarity has become this year's hypoglycemia or something, which is not to say that hypoglycemia doesn't exist or that bipolarity doesn't exist, but I think people attribute an awful lot of behavior to these sort of global terms that actually did have some meaning and do have some relevance and are just extend to the point of idiocy. And it did make me wonder whether or not, if once an Olympiad, is it that you want that attention so bad that you'll do anything to get it? I know a couple of people come to mind. I'm not even going to go there. All right, so here's the story. And I said to Manny, man, all these stories are awful. I don't want to do any of these stories. All right, so here's the worst story I could find today. I mean, it just makes you go, ah, are you kidding? So, but it inspired me, because I'm going to share it with you in a minute, just because it's so over the top. So I thought what we'd put on Facebook is, tell me the worst news story or the worst headline that you've ever read. Right, because I thought, okay, if you can't beat them, let's at least go over the top and join them. All right, but let's not do it halfway. All right, here's the story. What they said was that a man broke into a woman, wrote a $10,000 check. Okay, well, they left out the interesting part, which is a man broke into the home of a dead woman during her funeral, stole items, wrote $10,000 check. Okay, I mean, you really have to be cold. Either that, or you could think, well, you can't take it with you. She doesn't need it. I mean, that's tacky. Although there have been, there was a movie or something where a guy used to read the obituaries and he would go and rob the houses during the funerals. I remember a movie, I don't even remember, it was a terrible movie. This was in Long Island. He deposited a $10,000 check. The man was stealing things from her mother's home during her funeral. He broke in around 11 o'clock in the morning. So, the daughter of the woman whose home was burglarized said that she was at her mother's funeral when the home was broken into. This guy apparently was known to the family, and his wife was at the funeral sobbing while he allegedly stole from the house. This is a great, horrible story, right? Yeah. They knew the owners of the home and that he was identified by witnesses. He was charged with burglary, grand larceny, and possession of a forged check will be arraigned. It wasn't immediately clear if he had an attorney or even a brain. It doesn't say how they figured out who it was, except that he wrote the check, probably by the check. One of my favorite check story, and this is a true story, of a client of mine who was broken into and with a teenage boy, and he took her out into the woods and was going to rape her. And she said, if you don't do that, I'll write you a check. I'll give you money. And he said, okay. She said, I'll give you $500 or something. So he went into the house. She said, okay. She said, I don't have it in cash. I'll write you a check. She wrote him a check. He tried to cash check. She obviously called the cops, canceled the check. He's in jail. But, I mean, think about having the presence of mind to say, look, let's not do this. I'll make it worth your while. And the Yahoo, today he'd probably make her go to an ATM. But still, there you go. But ATMs have cameras, so.
Yeah.
So it doesn't say how they found this dude. I would assume that they, because of the check. But sending his wife, look, either she is a nincompoop and is going to be nailed as an accomplice, or she just has really lousy tastes in men. Oh, no, honey, you go to the funeral. I would just be so overcome. And it was friends of the family. I don't know. Hopefully there's more to this story, because other than that, it just seems awful. But yeah. I do think that we do the story of tell me the worst headline that you've ever encountered. What was it about? So we'll see what we got. Wasn't clear if he had an attorney. Oh, guess who's going to be the new host of Celebrity Apprentice with Donald being gone? Although, I don't know. I think they've gone from frying pan to fire on this one. Do you know who it's going to be?
I did not hear this. I know that they were kind of, I guess, were they kind of auditioning people to do it? Or
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Are you serious?
I am dead serious. Frying pan into the fire.
Oh, my goodness.
He's got better hair. And apparently the Miss USA pageant, Miss Alabama, sounded off about Trump.
Yeah,
I don't know. I did hear about that. I guess that means she's probably not going to win.
Right. If it were up to him, probably not.
Well, it was his pageant at one point.
Right, yeah.
I don't know. The world has gotten very strange. Let's admit it. Let's all agree that the world has gotten very strange. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm trying to think. I think all of us are going to probably have to do. I remember the weirdest headline, which is, I'm trying to remember exactly. I'll have to go look it up. I can tell you what it had to do with somebody, and it's very famous. It was in San Francisco, with a topless dancer was on a piano that was supposed to move up and down, and it somehow malfunctioned, and it beheaded her. So I think it said topless dancer beheaded, or something, lost her head or something. I'll have to go find it. It was a true story and a true headline, but I think I'd probably have to go find it now. There you go. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
I've been talking with you about ProPure, and I must admit to you, I live in an area that's got pretty good water. And as long as it comes right out of the refrigerator, it tastes fine. If it's been sitting around for a while, there's kind of funny taste to it. Well, with ProPure, even at room temperature, there's no funny taste because there are no chemicals left in it, including fluoride. And in addition, I can put in the little cartridge whatever flavor I want. Like I can put in cucumbers if I want to be refreshed. Right now I've got lemon lime in. And what I'll do during the program is just fill up a bottle with ProPure. And it tastes delicious. I don't have to feel guilty about the environment. It's cheap. It's much cheaper than buying $1, $1.50, $2 for some flavored water. And I can change it from day to day. In fact, I feel so positive about it. I'm getting one for the guys. So they'll have one during my program as well, because keeping them happy is really important. So all you have to do is go to drjoy.com and click on the banner and see if ProPure doesn't make a lot of sense for you. It's economical. It takes care of the environment. It tastes yummy. It's good for you. Yay, ProPure.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.